Broadcasting from Woodstock, Georgia, welcome to Soul Solutions, a show where we overcome our fears and our limiting beliefs. I'm your host, author, and certified life coach, Terry Kozlowski. Hello, warriors. Are you looking to love life and get rid of the drama? Do you need help, like my coaching services, to see a different perspective? If so, you can check out the free resource I have to help you. The link is in the show notes. Don't allow your egoic thoughts to keep you from living and loving the life you have. Now let's start this week's episode. Episode 183, Be Captivating. It's how you empower yourself to inspire others. I don't know about you, but I don't find it interesting when people are constantly discussing my issues and challenges, highlighting my shortcomings and things I'm doing incorrectly. To be honest, I don't want them to press on my weaknesses to where I give in and become hopeless about my circumstance and myself. I won't be their captive audience. And then, of course, purchasing something from them to lessen the suffering. The individuals who captivate me are those I can draw inspiration and knowledge from. They give me confidence in my future and help me feel good about myself. And time again, I wind up purchasing from them. I can listen to these folks for hours on end, seeking more and the more stuff to absorb because they see the possibilities in me. They can see who I can become and what I can achieve, and they speak to my greatness. Yes, this is only natural, isn't it? That I want to continue paying attention to those that encourage and support me. Isn't it common to find ourselves captivated by those who give us positive vibes? My goal is to captivate in managing a business and drawing in clients, to be that person whose words are captivating, inspirational, and transformative. That's who I want to be. How to be captivating. Not much of what I'm telling you is new. You need to be captivating to attract people, and it's much easier to figure out how to be enthralling than you might believe. The key to being captivating is only to avoid being uninteresting. It took me some time to properly get the significance of that sentence, as plain and simple as it may sound. Not only does being captivating imply that you possess amusing traits, but it also implies that you do not possess traits that turn others away from you. This remark implies that those who wish to learn how to be intriguing must attempt to eliminate the traits that make others want to avoid them. Consider the following characteristics if you want to be captivating to others. Number one, be passionate about something. Consider a period of your life when you were discussing something you were enthusiastic about. Have you noticed everyone staring at you? Consider how your confident, well-spoken words captivated attention because of your intensity. What you were saying was credible, and your audience was eager to learn more. Being captivating about something involves more than just having knowledge of it. It also implies having potent feelings for it. A person's passion provides them with a feeling of direction in life. People with passions have a sense of purpose and optimism for a promising future. The fact that your passion is uniquely yours is what matters. It has nothing to do with your family or society says you should be concerned about. It's what you truly appreciate about yourself in the purest form. Your passion will come through and captivate your audience if you have the fearlessness to speak your opinion about what matters to you. Take up a cause of something you believe in. When you make a difference, people will notice and possibly even support you. People are drawn to those who have invested the time to become experts in fields where many others lack knowledge. When they speak, passionate people exude confidence and clarity, letting everyone hear what their ideas and objectives are. Those that are most captivating and charismatic are those who pursue their passions in life. Number two, be relatable to others. Arrogance is one of the things that turns people off the fastest. If you are truly humble, people will be more open with you. Being modest is essential to getting someone's attention since it shows you care about other people and you have their best interests at heart. It enables others to have faith in you. Humility makes one personable. You generally attempt to listen to comprehend what others are saying and are aware that hearing other perspectives can always teach you something new. You take responsibility if you don't have an answer. Instead, you are prepared to seek help from others who possess greater knowledge than yourself. When credit is due, you give it. Humility is the ability to recognize others for their contributions rather than taking credit for them. You have more opportunities to show who you really are when you stand out from the crowd and take bold actions. Attempting to stand out from the crowd makes you more attractive to others. You ought to have the guts to rejoice because you differ from everyone else. You're the person you are because of your life experiences. People will be curious to hear what you have to say if you have the courage to think outside the box and share ideas that you have. Your efforts have a unique effect on others. In actuality, being unique can be advantageous, and we're all unique. It indicates that you are imaginative, truthful, sincere, and unafraid to be authentically who you are. People will be drawn to you when they realize you're confident in your identity. People will see you can be honest with yourself, which is a captivating quality for anyone. Number three, have an interesting demeanor. Make an engaging conversation. Boring, bland, or expressing the same things as everyone else will not captivate. When you can keep an audience interest and your message is interesting, you have captured their attention. Being a captivating person entails having a distinct personality and being prepared to share something novel and standing out from the crowd. Dare to be the one to contribute unique ideas, viewpoints, and perspectives, since there is so much similarity in the world. Reading stimulates the brain and allows the creative side of you to flourish. While you read, your brain forms new connections and conjures up distinctive images that can later inspire you in any area of your life. Reading expands your vocabulary as well, which is significant since intelligence is the most attractive quality. Take in many concepts and captivating tales as you can. Reading can help you develop a more nuanced and holistic perspective on the world, which will make people from all walks of life more able to relate to you and desire to spend time with you. One method of becoming fascinating yourself is to show interest in other people. How to Win and Influence People, Dale Carnegie's 1936 book, helped popularize this idea. Pay attention to what others are saying and note their reasoning and behavior. It's difficult to form a habit of constantly learning from the experience of others, including questioning whether you might be mistaken in your own beliefs. You will, however, have a richer life experience if you listen to other people and use your creativity. Number four, be inspiring to others. Is there anything more satisfying than being inspired to make a change or go into a different direction in your life? That's the sensation you get after attending a class that you can't wait to implement, or after listening to a podcast like Soul Solutions and learning exactly what you need to do to pursue your goals. Your imagination is sparked and you're propelled into action by inspiration. It makes sense that those who can inspire you to create are captivating. The rush of inspiration that comes from having a ton of ideas is highly addicting and leaves you wanting more. Have confidence in yourself. You don't need other people's praise or approval when you already fully understand and appreciate your own worthiness. This has to be genuine because it pulls others to you. You need to reach a point where it truly doesn't bother you if someone doesn't like you. Playing it safe is boring, even though there are certain benefits. Put aside what other people think of you and simply do your own thing if you want to become captivated. In actuality, those who lack personal convictions or who disapprove of what others are saying are boring. Even if you're aware some people may not agree with you, speak your mind. It's likely someone around may share your viewpoint and appreciate your courage in speaking up. Number five, live your life as an example. Be beneficial to others. I need to take away something useful from you in order for me to be captivated by you. I can use your experiences of how mindset work helped you quit your job. Make sure the information you're presenting is practical and simple to apply if you want to captivate others. Nonetheless, you can be certain this will attract others to you if you're someone who genuinely wants to change the world. Those with bold, change-oriented personalities are the most captivating. People are drawn to you because your desire to be a change maker, whether that change is improving the environment, transforming ideas about fear, or restructuring financial institutions. When morale is low, are you able to mobilize the troops? Having the ability to lift people's spirit in difficult situations is very captivating and a useful quality. It's like being tossed around on a ship during a storm until someone arrives with the knowledge to straighten out the bow, raise the sails, and set you back on course. It's possible for you to enter a terrible circumstance and at least somewhat improve it. Even if they aren't always well-liked, truth tellers who don't sugarcoat the unpleasant are always fascinating. This trait's unifying characteristic is fearlessness, a fearless sincerity even in the face of unfavorable reactions, setbacks, and declines in popularity. Truth is always captivating. Captivatingly moving forward. You may find it difficult to look away from some people when you first meet them. There's just something about them, and it has nothing to do with how they look or anyone's particular quality. They just captivate you with their humble and approachable authenticity. With any luck, the aforementioned tips on making yourself be more captivating will make people want to spend time with you. Accept your individuality and allow it to come through in all your interactions. Possessing a compelling personality makes you more influential and adept in social situations. People gravitate toward you and will overlook your actions and words. You have an enormous potential to be a leader who innovates and transforms the world when you're captivating. Make good use of your gifts. Do you need support to find your passion? Do you want a strategy to help you take off your armor and make authentic connections? If so, please contact me at terrykozlowski.com and we can put together an action plan for you to be authentically you by being more captivating. Thanks for listening to Soul Solutions with Terry Kozlowski. If you'd like the show and want to learn more, check out terrykozlowski.com where you can find the links to everything we talked about in this episode. Please subscribe to the show so you'll never miss an episode as we overcome our fears and our limiting beliefs.